Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 241 Special Podcast. My name is Randall. I got my boy LJ with me and my OG dad himself, man. Y'all go ahead and talk to these people, man.
What's up?
All right.
You can't be laughing right now, man. You gotta be serious.
Here's the thing. Welcome back, everybody. Here's the thing. So, we were recording for a good 40 seconds. And usually what we do is, or usually what I do is, I tell y'all what the main topic is, and then I pass it to Dad so he can do his sports stuff. So we was doing it. I was doing the killing the intro. Dad stopped me and said I was streaming on Twitch. I was like, God damn. But eventually I'm going to get back into Twitch. I just don't know when, because there's like a whole bunch of good games coming out, and then my schedule all over the place. So I really have time to even sit down. So, I don't know. We'll see. Eventually, I'm gonna get back into it, but I won't guarantee this year. But depending on if everything works, I could probably do it this year. But, you know, we'll see. But we do got a good topic, because the UK is beefing with Microsoft. LJ brought it to my attention, and it's somewhat in a good way, to be honest with you. But I'm gonna let him explain it a little bit more when we get to the topic. But before we get to that, man, Dad, once again, and I got it right this time, go ahead and talk to these people with the sports, man, because we got a crazy one, man. We got a crazy one.
Okay, so a lot of stuff going on in sports, a lot of stuff since we last talked. So first I would say NFL draft just happened.
Right.
Lots of new players. Will Levis was sitting there looking like a dang fool the whole night, the first day.
Right.
It was actually kind of funny because me and my friends, we were watching it together, and every time like a new team would come up, no matter who was our quarterback, we said, oh, Will Levis has to go here. Will Levis has to go here. It was just a joke at that point. But the air that started calling Hugh Hefner, Will Levis Hugh Hefner, mm-hmm. Young Hugh Hefner, because like he had like five different women. We couldn't tell who was his sister, who was his girlfriend, and all of a sudden this random girl in red showed up. And said, oh, that has to be his girlfriend because she's pissed.
Right. You know?
So it was a whole funny situation. But one of the good notes about the draft is that for the first time ever, three black quarterbacks was taken in the top five.
Mm.
So, and that was Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, and Anthony Richardson going to the Panthers, the Texans, and the Colts, respectively.
Right.
The Texans made some moves to where they took CJ Stroud, and then they moved up to the number three spot to take Will Anderson, which was amazing because they solidified an offensive position of need and a defensive position of need all in one draft. Don't get me wrong, they're still going to be trash. But they're going to be a little better than trash. You know, like they're not going to be dumpster fire, you know.
Right.
So you can appreciate that. There's all little side stories about the draft. Joey Porter Jr. got drafted by Steelers, where his dad played in the second round, first pick in the second round. And just a bunch of like little things. Christian Gonzalez falling, but he ended up with the Patriots, which I don't know if that's a good fit because his attitude and stuff like that, but we'll see. But also, let's go up to the NBA. There's two things I want to talk about the NBA. One, I'd say the NBA does a ton of things right. Always. Like I say, as much as how leagues are ran, the NBA does the most things right. Okay?
Right.
They got another problem on their hands. They probably don't think it's a problem, but it's a huge annoyance for anybody who watches basketball. They need to figure out how to spread out these games during the week, these playoff games during the week. There should not be two NBA playoff games going on at the same time and one be on NBA TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like what annoys me the most is like, not everybody gets NBA TV. You know, I understand like most of the games are on cable anyway.
Right.
But like, NBA TV, like I have to pay an extra $15 on Hulu Plus or Hulu Live to get NBA TV, you know.
Right.
Mind you, I'm a sports head, so I had it, but like it was annoying. There is no way in a closeout game, possibly. In you okay, Randall?
Yeah, man, I was looking for something. My fault. No, I was looking for something. I was still listening to what you were saying though.
There's no way an 8 seed being able have a chance to upset a number 1 seed and take them out, and it not be on national TV.
I got a theory for that too. Because I was telling LJ about that, but I'll let you finish that.
Okay, let me finish my thought real quick. But yeah, like that game should be about that. It was a great game. I was able to watch it, but then I'm going back and forth between that and I believe it was the Warriors playing at the same time. And it's like hey yo, like this is ridiculous. I shouldn't have to do this. You right. know what I'm saying? This is legit a closeout game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I should be able to watch it and enjoy Jimmy Butler pushing off the dude to send him out overtime. He pushed the dude. Like, that was a straight offensive foul. But they call it. You don't call those calls anyway. So, but that game should have been on national TV, and it's a shame that it wasn't.
Okay. Right.
And as we speak, go with your theory. Sorry, go with your theory. No,
go ahead, Dad. Go ahead.
Steph Curry just put up a 50-piece. No sauce, straight 50. On the Kings to send them to the second round in game 7. Warriors is my team. I'm from NorCal. Come here in comments if you want. I was there through the bad years, okay? So I don't want to hear nothing from y'all.
Okay? He just made that, let it be known right there.
Let it be known right now. I was there through Run TMC. I was there through Monte Ellis, okay? So, like, I don't want to hear nothing about all that. But they just won game 7. Now they'll be facing the Lakers. Which, by the way, if done right, the Western Conference playoffs is going to be must-see TV every day.
Got to.
Right now.
Right.
Because you have the Nuggets and the Suns, where the Suns is fully loaded, but the Nuggets just keep winning. They won game 1 by, like, 20 last week.
Mm-hmm.
But the Nuggets just out there just doing their thing. And people still don't believe in them, which makes no sense. They are the number 1 seed, and they've been consistently at the top for the last few years. They just been ran into bad matchups.
Right.
But they're in the bag right now, and they beat Phoenix by 20. And the Lakers, who upset the Grizzlies, who talking mad trash, Dylan Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan Brooks is. If there's ever a grand opening, grand closing for anybody, it's Dylan Brooks.
Right.
Now, he's already had some heat on him beforehand. People say he might be a dirty player. Like, was it last year when he hurt Gary Payton II on the layup? They say he might be a dirty player then, but he has little antics. He's trying to call little Draymond, and Draymond clapped back at him one time. And he poked at LeBron, talking crap to LeBron, and LeBron been lights out.
Hey, time out. Speaking of that, breaking news: he's been fined $25,000 because he missed media.
Yeah. So here's my thing: if you're gonna talk trash, own it in the end.
Right.
Because like he's like, oh, he's like, are you real? Nope. He will leave after every loss. He refused to talk to the media. You can't be. You can't be big and bad when you win a game, and then all of a sudden, like when the media comes, I say, "Hey, want to ask you some questions? Nah, I'm good. I'm out."
Mm-hmm.
Like, can he even on, afford that fine?
Huh?
Can he afford that fine?
I'm pretty sure he can afford that fine. I'm pretty sure.
He already had like $250,000
in fines. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he can afford that.
You know, that's the least of his fines. So like, But no, it's ridiculous. Like, you know, you can't go there talking about, I don't respect LeBron, he old, you know, I poke bears, blah, blah, blah. And then when LeBron gives you that work, and also you got him in the man region to slow him down and get yourself ejected. And then after that, like, he keeps piecing you up and stuff like that. It's ridiculous. And one last thing I want to say about this series. I need Ja Morant to slow down.
Bro.
Okay. He's gonna get himself he gonna get himself really hurt.
Right.
When he runs into pages trying to dunk on everybody like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he almost killed himself one time. And I'm like, hey, like, and I think Matt Barnes said it, it's like the floor is undefeated when you land on it.
Right.
That floor does not care who you are, you know. You land on it, it's gonna hurt. So I just want him to slow down because I want Jaw to have a long career. Jaw is very excited to play, to watch and stuff like that. I just hope that we don't get another D Rose situation with him, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just going extra hard and stuff like that, and just gets injured. Like I don't want that for Jaw, but yeah, that's what I got to say. What was you gonna be your conspiracy theory or whatever you had?
He said conspiracy theory. So me and LJ were chopping it up. Because me and him both, me and him both Heat fans. And he was either me or him. I think it was me. So they lost to the Hawks in the play-in. And I was telling him, I'm like, bro, this all they playing. This Eric Spoelstra playing. And LJ like, what you talking about? I'm like, bro, if we beat the Hawks and would have went and faced Boston, we would have immediately got killed. I told him, like, this the easiest route to go. We killed Milwaukee. And look at today, we killed. Well, I don't know. I think like a couple points. I forgot, but we won game one with the Knicks. I told him, I'm like, bro, this is the easiest route for us to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Because Eric Spoelstra, no, if we would have went to Boston, we would have got killed in with the Celtics. But here's the thing, Joel Embiid got hurt. Because I told LJ, I'm like, bro, if Joel Embiid and James Harden are both healthy, they could possibly beat Boston, and then it'd be us and Philly. And I told him, like, I think we got a chance with Philly. That's why Eric Spoelstra doing what he's doing. But since Joel Embiid hurt, Boston may just automatically sweep him now. So, but that's my I can't talk. That's my little theory. I was like, bro, we lost the Hawks by mistake. So we could go to the Eastern route. We lost them on purpose so we go the easier route. But since Joel Embiid hurt, I don't think James Harden can beat all of them by themselves in Boston. I just don't see it.
So, like, I hear your theory, and I have the same exact theory.
Right.
I had the same exact theory. Only thing I will say against your thing is that watching Boston play this playoffs, you guys could have beat Boston. The Miami Heat could have beat Boston. And I'll say that because the Hawks took them to six, and it should never went six.
Right.
It should have never went six. And you don't do that against the Miami Heat. Now, mind you, the Heat are also down Tyler Hero now.
Yeah.
And Victor Oladipo.
Yeah.
Two people. Didn't Westmacott roll his ankle today?
Who?
Jimmy Butler?
No. Jimmy Butler helped him.
I thought I saw something on ESPN saying
Jimmy
broke his ankle.
No, I mean, it must just happen, but a couple minutes, hours ago, he was dabbing and clapping everything up at the end of the game.
Okay.
So hopefully he ain't hurt, but
I think he's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine. But, like, no, like, it is. Boston frustrates me because they should be the best team in the East.
They should. You're right.
They should be the best team in the East. They would have been a matchup problem for the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that Boston plays, like, I'll be honest with you, Boston should have won the finals last year.
Who did they play? Oh, they were the Warriors.
Yeah. But the Warriors experience, and they outplayed them. Like, you can't get outplayed when you get to the finals. You just got to get outskilled or outcoached.
Right.
You know, they got outplayed. So, like, Boston is just one of those frustrating teams. Like, they're good, and you know they're good, and they know they're good. But they think it's a switch you need to flip. And the switch should already be on in the playoffs.
Right.
That's the thing. So.
Oh, no. We just got to see. But that's what I was telling LJ.
But Miami losing to the Hawks was the best thing for them.
Right.
It was.
Because I
said from the beginning, the Heat are a much better matchup for the Milwaukee Bucks
mm-hmm.
than – they would have been for Boston.
Right.
Like they would have been a much better matchup.
Mm-hmm. So we just got to see because I think they play tomorrow with Boston and Philly. They play tomorrow. But Joel Embiid hurt, so I'm like, dang, they may actually win and sweep Philly, so we'll see.
Is he out for the season?
He just out for a couple weeks.
Oh,
No, I think he's coming back.
I mean, he gonna come back, but
I think he's coming back like game one. I think he'll be there game one.
Oh, okay. But yeah, he got hurt. He got hurt when they won against whoever they were playing, Brooklyn. So we just gotta cross our fingers, man.
So I'm gonna go ahead and say it now. Uh-oh. I feel like this year is gonna be the year that 7 and 8 seed face each other in the finals. So I'm expecting it's gonna be Lakers versus Heat.
See, here's the thing. Well, I tend to agree. As a Warriors fan, I think we're not giving enough respect to Steph Curry right now.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
That's gonna be a game 7, bro. That Lakers and Warriors. That gonna be a game 7 because here's the thing, bro. Both teams stack. You got Wiggins, Draymond, Poole, Curry, Thompson. Lakers, you got AR-15. I forgot the black Japan dude.
Austin Reeves.
I forgot the black dude. I forgot his name. He from Japan though. Him.
Hachimura.
Y'all got Russell. You got AD, who's acting a monster in the paint now. And then you got LeBron, his age showing now. But when he wants to, he can show out. So you got 5 good players versus 5 good man. It gonna go to game 7.
I just think I see the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals, but that's a lot of bias on my part.
Right.
I think like we can't forget about Steph Curry just pulled his team to a 50 piece.
You right?
Even though it's against the Kings, which the Kings was great all season. Like they deserve to be there. Like hell, like if it was any other team, they probably would have won.
Right, and so here's my thing about this season. I'll be honest with you. I didn't watch the season. I don't watch basketball until it gets to the playoffs, for real. Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing all these teams who are like these higher seeds, and they are the young ones. So I'm not surprised that they get out because they never been to the playoffs before. They don't understand what it takes to win playoff games. Do they have people on the team? Yeah.
It was definitely a learning experience for the Kings.
Yeah.
I say for the Grizzlies as well. The Grizzlies are what I used to think of as the Golden State Warriors. They used to think they was the bad guys. They used to think they was all this. They had Draymond Green, who used to just talk trash all the time.
Still does.
And he doesn't do nothing other than hit people in the balls or step on them. 1 to 2.
Okay. Hold on. We're not gonna act like Sabonis didn't like put him in a Kurt Angle.
I'm not saying that Sabonis didn't do that. I'm just saying.
Right.
He jumped in the air and landed straight on the bed. Come on
now.
Get
his leg free.
I ain't gonna lie to you. And if in that moment there, especially in the game like that, if I'm running. And I looked down and
He had him by the leg. He said, "Look at this." Nobody said nothing. He said, "Watch this." And he jumped
all
up
I'm,
and hit
all
air
I'm
and
saying is,
him.
He gotta get his leg.
If somebody grabbed my leg and I was not expecting that whoever to grab my leg.
He saw him.
I'm just saying he's not in the wrong.
He literally had an ankle hole. Like, Draymond could have been hurt there.
He's not in the wrong. In that moment there in the game, I would probably do the same.
I definitely would have stopped about myself, but you know that just be trying to protect my body.
Right.
You know,
I'm just saying. But to speak on that Sacramento King before we move on to David Goes to Anime. To be honest with you, bro, the reason why they got good players, but the light the beam concept pretty much what made them huge, because that's all I was hearing when the playoffs started.
Steph said that today.
That's what I'm saying. That light the beam concept is what made them to what they are. Because that's all I was hearing throughout the playoffs. Light the beam. So, but, you know, they got good players. But, Like LJ said, I think because they had the coach who been to the finals and who was on Golden State. But, you know, it is what it is. But like LJ said,
Blake Shaven, Harrison Barnes on there.
Right. So
I'll never forgive Harrison Barnes for
causing. We'll see. We'll see next year if this was a fluke or if they're a legit team. We'll see next year. So that's a little sports talk with that. Now let's jump straight into the Daily Dose anime. Now Solo Leveling. I know LJ know about it. Dad, you know about Solo Leveling?
Not really.
You don't know about it really? Okay. But it's a popular webtoon. I'm correct, LJ? It's a webtoon, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I don't want to lie to two folks. All right, so Solo Leveling is getting a sequel that's focusing on Sung Jinwoo's son. I do not know what that means because I really don't be on the webtoon like that. But LJ, what was that? Are you lost?
I guess
too?
No, it's not like I'm lost because right now they do have another part out for Solo Leveling.
Okay,
and it's what's happened. Well, it's what happens after the main story.
Right.
So now they have another story going on with the same characters and everything.
Right.
It's just still from what happened afterwards.
Okay.
So I guess it might go to the sun and see what happens, but I'll be surprised by that a little bit because I just don't know how the second story's heading towards because I'm not sure if there is a big bad to begin with.
I gotcha.
Because he's technically done dealt with everyone and everything.
I gotcha. Now, I was finna get on it, but since they finna make an anime, I was just gonna surprise and wait. But I did see some reviews, and I was read up on it when it first came out. So I was hearing good stuff on it. It's a good webtoon. So, but whenever the anime do come out, I think it come out this year, I'm gonna get up on it. So, for everybody who loves some Solo Leveling, it's getting a sequel focusing on John Woo's son. Now, Boruto. The manga is taking a 4-month break and will come back August 21st of 2023. So, LJ, I know you don't like Boruto, but I ain't gonna lie, the manga been hitting. But Dad, what's your take on the Boruto manga taking a break and maybe potentially when it come back do the time skip?
If that's the case. Then, because after the latest
chapter.
Manga did,
yeah,
that like it's the wrong time to do it because the manga's on fire right now.
Talking about taking a break.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's the wrong time to take the break, but it's definitely the wrong time to take the break. But like in taking the break, if they come back better, I don't agree with the time skip just yet. I think they need to get there.
They gotta take a break because he don't know what to do now.
that probably what it is. It
could be.
They probably because they made this promise and they set the scene, and with this scene being set, it's a matter of how to get there.
Right.
That's why I don't know if y'all ever heard this, but I've heard this from people who like write. It's kind of like, I think it came from Star Wars, maybe. But it's the idea of you never set a scene unless you already know how it's going to end.
Right.
So that's just saying that you never sow something in the future unless you already know how it gets there. Now, does that happen all the time? Yeah. But there have been multiple occasions where they'd be like, I'm going to sow this scene. And then I'll eventually understand how I get there later. It's later now, and they don't know how to get to that scene yet. That's just what it looks like to me, looking. But
so
it's the manga's taking a break. The anime's going to be on hiatus until
who knows,
right? So it's to me, it just sounds like we don't know where to go from here, or how to get this back to where we need to show the time skip or get to the Boruto versus the other guy fight.
Right. Now here's my intake on it. Now the originator, I may say, he's taking over, cause I forgot whoever the other guy was, but the originator's taking back over. So what I'm thinking is he's trying to connect the dots on what the person he hired to do Boruto, I think he was like, all right, we know how it goes. I'm guessing he think it's trash that he had to come back. I don't know. But I'm thinking what he's doing, like you said, he don't know where to go. And he just want to make sure the time skip to connect the dots is perfect. Because you don't want to pull. Well, I won't say that because Naruto did it. To me, he did the time skip right in Naruto, from Naruto to Naruto Shippuden, I would say. What you about to say, OJ?
I was about to say nothing.
Oh, okay. But I'm thinking he's just trying to time it perfect. I'm with Dad. I don't think they don't need, when they come back, I don't think they need to jump straight into the time skip. But I'm thinking, like what you said, he just don't know where to go, or he know where to go, but it's just going to take some time, and he don't want to rush it, and he just got to figure out, like, all right, I'm going to connect to this, then I'm going to connect to that, then I'm going to connect to this, and boom. So I'm guessing he think that will happen in 4 months. I won't be surprised if they push it back. If they do push the break back, then that means he remastered. He's changing everything and making sure, like, this is what I want. So, like I said, I won't be surprised if he push it back once again. But I'm pretty sure he's just making sure the manga is perfect. And he just cleaning up for whoever he hired to do it. And he's like, yeah, screw that. I'm finna just come back and piece the puzzle to Boruto myself. So we'll see. But if they do jump through the time skip when it come back, I would be pissed. It'd just be like, all right, you kind of miss a whole bunch of stuff. It's like you went from 65% and then you just jump straight to 100. Like, what the hell happened to the other part? You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. We'll see when it come back. But for all the manga people out there who love some Boruto, the manga will not come back until August 21. And like I said, don't be surprised if they push it back, because I got a feeling he may push it back if what we say is correct. Now, Chainsaw Man. I don't know if y'all been on the anime, but I saw it, and yeah. But Chainsaw Man, the author said he once ate his pets, and I'm not surprised, because that anime is good, but it's all over the place, so I'm not surprised. But how y'all feel about that?
Wait, what?
Yeah, he ate his fish. Chainsaw Man author ate his fish.
Okay, so it was a fish.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I don't care.
LJ, what you got to say?
That was my main question. Like, is it a fish?
Now, it's the fish? Now the because I was confused too, but it's another post that I get from Anime Senpai, whatever you say. And Senpai. He ate a fish. That's what they said. He ate his fish. I don't know why, but he ate his fish.
Some things aren't newsworthy to be kept to this self. That's all I have to say.
Hey, I mean, it did not surprise me that one bit when that came out, because I'm like, bro, that anime in the manga itself.
It explains something.
Yeah, like you gotta be in some different type of state of mind to make that anime. And when I saw that, I'm like, yeah, that did not surprise me at all that he ate his pet. But yeah, the Chainsaw Man author ate his pet fish. He just say it was just there and he ate it. Yeah.
When you be hungry, you be hungry.
So I don't know why, but he ate his fish. Now, Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer now uses guns to fight. Now, I don't know the dude name, but the new Demon Slayer that got, I forgot which episode. I don't say which episode. I think it's like the first 5 episodes. I forgot which one. He showed up with a gun instead of a sword. So how y'all feel about the Demon Slayer pulling up with a gun? With a dual shotty at that.
I don't remember this episode, not episode, but this part of the manga. So I
don't remember either until it is. I was like, oh yeah, he did have a gun.
Okay.
So my thing is, like, it to me, like, and this is maybe just like me being Americanized or something like that.
Right.
But I don't see a gun more different than having ki blast or something like that, or something that energy that you can throw at somebody. You know.
Right.
Just it's a type of weapon. I understand what is man-made and stuff like that, but, like, you know, if he ain't got no energy blast, you know, you got to even the odds somehow.
Mm-hmm. The man said he's not finna throw fists with demons. He finna just go old school.
Yeah.
And start blasting. But for this
demon, like, wouldn't that be new school? Cause they use
swords. Yeah, it would be new school.
Yeah, cool, that's true.
Yeah, it would be new school.
Continuity's a little off there.
It would be new school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sure forgot. But you got a point. So I don't know. But for what I heard, he a cool demon slayer. So for everybody out there, if y'all watched Demon Slayer, it already came out. But for the people who probably not up to date with it or who finna binge watch all the season like me, season 3 like me, the new Demon
Slayer. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm binge it.
Yeah, that's what I do all my anime. I binge watch it. But for everybody out there who's like me and that who binge watch anime, the new Demon Slayer that popped up is using a gun instead of a sword. So I got to see him in action, see how he go. I'm pretty sure he probably go crazy though, cause I ain't gonna spoil too much since I read all the manga. Now, more Demon Slayer news. Fans go crazy because of a fish in episode 3 was bad CGI. I'm looking at it. It don't look too bad to me. I'm just saying.
Why do we care about fish?
Hey, that was a whole little thing going on in the community, because it was trending on Twitter though, when I was just on Twitter.
Did the fish play an important part?
The fish was just fighting them. That's it. And the CGI is a little bad.
Oh, okay.
So that's all. That's why I was trending. It was this bad. I'm like, bro, like. It really don't look too bad to me, but you know, it is what it is though. So that, how you feel about that, Dad?
I'm trying to be nice here, but the short answer is I don't care.
Now y'all talking about my Attack on Titan community, the Demon Slayer community is crazy. Yeah.
Every community is toxic.
About every community got their problems.
Every community is toxic. Let's be honest here.
You right. But Demon Slayer community is toxic. It's like top 3.
I feel like you trying to throw them under the bus so we forget about you, but we're not forgetting about you.
Huh?
Yeah. So like you got the One Piece, you got the Naruto/Boruto community. You have Attack on Titan. You have My Hero.
You right?
It's bad.
Demon Slayer is the top 5, but I don't know about top 3.
I say top 3, because the Tackle Time nowhere on that list.
Shut the hell. y'all ain't only talking, y'all delusional.
Hey, look, we resting right now, because our time for the come in the fall. Hopefully, if they don't delay it again. All right, now the last bit of Dana Dose Anime. Japan posted the 40 strongest anime characters.
We're gonna need some time on this.
Uh-oh. All right, go ahead, take the floor, Dad. Go ahead.
I have some problems with this.
Go ahead.
So when you said this to me, right?
Right.
I was like, okay, so what are the criteria? And if you don't mind, I'm gonna read the criteria, okay?
Right.
Goo Ranking, a prominent Japanese ranking website, carried out a survey asking Japanese anime fans to identify the most powerful anime character based on their responses. We present the top 41 characters in the realm anime. So, based on their responses, like, and powerful in their world, right, and compare feats and all that stuff. So, I'm gonna throw out two names that are before a different one. Okay, you have Ichigo, and who's number 40, and you have Shizuko from Mob Psycho 100, that's 2, and who's the third one? Eren Jaeger, also you'll throw Kizaru from One Piece, who are all below Ash Ketchum.
Oh, wait, I just like how me and LJ both laugh at the same time, but what?
Okay, what? So... Wait, because you didn't send this to me, and this is funny. So, Ichigo was 40, right?
Ichigo's 40.
And then,
Ash Ketchum,
Jaeger,
huh? Ash Ketchum's 32.
Yeah, Ash Ketchum beat out all those people.
Yeah.
Who is number one?
Saitama.
Saitama.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Who's
but,
number two?
R-I-M-U-R Tempest.
What anime?
I don't know. here it is.
The
right
time
here.
I got reincarnated as a slime.
The devil.
Yeah, slime dude is pretty
yeah,
strong.
Yeah, the devil okay. king dude, yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty strong.
I sure okay. forget, yep.
Okay, those two make sense. Let me just hear the top five. So that's one and two. Who's three?
Three is Zeno.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. Three is Zeno, the Omni King from Dragon Ball. Super.
Four, Gojo.
Jujutsu Kaisen. Five is Coral Sets, the Assassination Classroom. You want to know who's six?
Who's six?
Goku.
Okay. That's a list.
But
all
no,
right.
no, screw that, though. Dad just said the crazy thing. How the hell Ass Ketchum is on
no,
the list?
No, we're not going.
No, we going there.
No,
we going there.
That's not even the weirdest thing.
How is Ass Ketchum on the list, period? He's a kid. A baby at that now. unless they compare him with his Pokemon. Even then, Pikachu. What? Bro.
The people who did this list, first of all, I need to talk to these lists to know what kind of drugs they were on.
Now, Dad, check this out. Remember, you forgot that episode where we did a top 50 anime, and they had Yu Yu Hakusho at 49.
Yeah.
LJ.
Like, okay. So, for example, right? You have Goku at number six, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, why is Whis 16 when Whis is clearly more powerful than Goku?
You forgot the power of friendship is undefeated.
Whis is an angel who can't be touched. Come on. I'm just throwing out names. Beerus is 21. Goku ain't beat Beerus.
He showed up because he got wrecked
now,
two times.
Now,
wait. Isn't Weiss like Beerus part or not partner, but like
teacher? He's his teacher.
Oh, teacher. Okay.
Yeah, so here's my problem. You have Goku at six, right?
Right.
But you have Gogeta at 22.
How many Dragon Ball characters are on this list?
There's quite a few.
Of course it is. Okay.
Vegito at 23.
You forgot, LJ. This came from Japan.
The Grand Priest at 24.
Huh?
Hopefully stronger than none of these. Broly, 25.
That's kind of accurate. Kind of.
Yeah, kind of accurate. Jiren at 27. I'll see Goku stronger than Jiren. Vegeta at 29.
Yeah.
Frieza at 30.
Yeah.
Hit at 31. Hit is one spot above Ass catch him.
Hey, bro.
That means Hit is going to have problems fighting Ass catch
him. I just want to know, is it just regular Ash or it got to be Ash and Pikachu? It got to be.
It just says Ass catch him.
There's just no way, bro.
Fighting
the
Ash
Catcher. There's just
it's
no way.
Ash.
My fault, Dad.
Man, if you don't get this bogus list out of my head.
There's just no way.
That's even more reason why you can't trust no list coming out of Japan right there. That's
crazy. They had Yu Yu Hakusho at 49.
And now
they got Ass Ketchum as 32 of the most powerfulest anime characters, in the universe. How
is it because he has eternal youth? I'm just confused why.
It gotta be Pikachu. I'm telling you, it cannot be just Ash, because Ash don't have no.
It type. Just says Ash Ketchum. Bruh, on
so
it.
You mean to tell
Ash
me he don't have no hair? Well, time out. If we're gonna go to OG Ash, he was punching Mewtwo.
Was the team doing any damage?
If you don't get off this topic.
Hey, I didn't bring it up. Dad brought it
you
up.
You just brought up your
purpose. No, look, mine had a top 10. Mine didn't have top 40. Mine just had a top 10. Dad the one that brought out Ash Ketchum at 32. Oh, man, that's funny. But look here. All we got to say is this. Top 40 anime characters got Ash Ketchum at 32. Why? And how
Ash Ketchum got no
hands. He don't have no hands. He just throw a mechanical ball and put commands and say commands.
It'll take hit 2 seconds to beat him.
Bro, he just gotta just pluck him and he die. Let's be real. And then if Pikachu come out the cut, all hit gotta do is do his time skip thing and just obliterate Pikachu. But yeah, man. So for everybody out there, Dad, where you went to get that list from?
I got from a Daniel's Anime, and I clicked on it, and so, I actually looked at the list.
So if y'all want that list, y'all go with Dad said, but y'all don't want to go there. Oh man, I'm still blowed from that, bro. All
right. Lastly, the list doesn't make any sense. Okay, because why you gonna have Goku at 6? But have with people when he fuses with if just by anime continuity, if he fuses somebody, it makes him stronger. So why would Goku by himself be higher than Gogeta or Vegito?
Like I said, the same reason why they put 49 as Yu Yu Hakusho at top 50 anime. Even though we know all for a fact that's top 5.
It just don't make any sense. I hate this shit.
Man, that's crazy right there.
This
that's crazy.
It's lack of common sense.
Everybody out there, if y'all want to look at the list, like I said, Dad set up the website, but I don't think I want to peep the list out. But let's go ahead and get jumped to the main topic. Now, LJ, go ahead and explain to the people what you sent me so they know what's going on real quick.
Sure. So earlier in the week, for those who don't know, the parent company of Xbox has been buying companies left, right, and middle. Right now, they're trying to finish their acquisition of Activision Blizzard, so that would give them rights to Call of Duty, Diablo, Overwatch, all those games made by those two developers. This week, everybody thought it would be the U.S. stopping them, but it was actually the United Kingdom came out and said that they would not allow the ratification of the merger to go through, blocking it due to not because they think it would be a monopoly on the games or something like that. It was more based off of cloud-based gaming, which right now Microsoft is the number one, or Xbox is the number one in cloud-based gaming, because they are just buying up almost every cloud-based company that's known to man, and even some that aren't even known yet. So that was the UK's problem of why they would not ratify the merger of the two companies. Then later in the week, it came out that I guess the person who's like the director of the, I forgot what agency it would be called, business agency over at the UK, came out and said that they will be okay with the merger only if Microsoft agrees to not hike up the price for their Game Pass. So if they keep the price at what it is right now, which is $9.99 plus tax.
It's like 14.
It's $14.99 now?
It's $14.99.
Yeah. Oh, which one? Tell me.
Which one? Talking about Game Pass or Game Pass Ultimate?
Game Pass. Or I guess all of it. So if it's Ultimate, it would stay at $14.99. If it's just the PC Game Pass, it'd be $9.99.
Right.
Right.
if they keep those prices, they said they would consider merging it. If they don't, then Microsoft would have to go through appeals to try to get an appeal and all this other stuff. But honestly, it would just be easier for them just to agree to the demands of not hyping up the charges and, you know, get their merger done sooner rather than later. So that's what's going on. And in my mind, it's good for us due to the fact that now Game Pass, which we all thought would eventually happen, is that the prices will hike up eventually because they are pretty much the only one who does a Game Pass right now. But since they can't hike it up, hopefully due to what the UK is saying they will allow or not allow, then we should be A-okay. But things always could change in the future. But right now, it looks like we'll be fine with prices for Game Passes.
Okay. So let me say this. It's okay if I talk first, Randall?
Yeah. Go ahead, Dad. Go ahead. Do you?
So I always said, and I will continue to say, that Game Pass, especially Game Pass Ultimate, is one of the best steals out there because there's something out there for everybody. There's not a genre that's in there that you can't jump into. Like they even have Madden in there. They have 2K in there. You know, they legit get every game that you can possibly get in the Game Pass. Okay. You got Final Fantasy games. You got like shooters. You got Doom. You got all this. Starfield's gonna drop in here. God, Redfall just dropped. You know, so at some point, Microsoft probably deserves to up the price at some point because you're getting a lot for what we're paying for it, and especially since because you know one of the faults of the Series X and the Series S is the memory, and they got a pretty much a great cloud-based gaming too, to where I actually play like some games from the cloud. Like there is hardly any type of lag or feedback or something like that, or latency on it. So the fact that the prices are low is a steal, and I think the UK needs to come some sort of like middle ground, because if Microsoft wants to raise their prices, as long as they don't go like extravagant, like $30 a month or something like that, something ridiculous like that, right. I think they should be entitled to like go up like maybe $5 or something like that, you know. But that's me, like, because I like seeing everything that you get and some, you know, it's just like I literally go through like every once in a while I'm bored, I go through my Game Pass, I see what I can play. And I'm just amazed that there's something out there for everybody. So, I think the UK is kind of being unreasonable about this, because given that price, especially if inflation happens, given that price, it making them state that price is kind of it's a handcuffing move. So, that's my opinion on it.
Here's what I got. The UK is right. Number one, once LJ told me the reason why, part of the reason why they deal to not hike up the price, huge W. Because I'm like, there's no way. The Game Pass got too many good games. It's doing extremely well. What, you about to say something to that?
No, I'm listening.
Okay. They do extremely well. And there's just no, like, bro, there's no way, no way for anybody to pay $70 for a game now. There's no reason. Especially if you're on Xbox. If you're on Xbox, you should not be buying no games. Especially hard copies. You should not be buying no games, period, if you got an Xbox. Get an Xbox. get Game Pass, and call it a day. Because I guarantee you this, if that exclusive, because I'm pretty sure, I think damn near all the exclusives are going to go on Game Pass day one, looks like it. But let's just say Final Fantasy 16 or whatever, whichever we're on now, even though it ain't coming to Xbox, let's just say it's coming to Xbox. Let's say you're a try-hard Final Fantasy fan, and 16 coming on Xbox, but it ain't coming on Game Pass. All you got to do, wait, boom, we're going to go on sale. Or all you got to do is wait maybe close to a year or so, and it's going to go on Game Pass. I guarantee you that. So, if you got Xbox, there's no reason to buy games. You literally don't need to buy games. Xbox, at this point, just need to buy, just need to build a digital console. And you could just have a cloud console, something similar to what the Stadia, however Google announced it.
Don't they have, actually have a TV with Game Pass.
Yeah, yeah, me and LJ. Yeah, me and LJ made a video. We made a podcast about that. They got, it's the new Samsung TVs. Where it's, I forgot what episode was. But me and LJ made an episode. It was like two or three episodes before you hopped on. Me and him legit said, like, bruh, all you got to do is buy a new Samsung TV because it's only 2022. All you got to do is buy a new Samsung TV, get you like a nice 75-inch, and just get it. Xbox controller, Bluetooth it to the Samsung TV, and voila, you got an Xbox. Like, you don't need an Xbox, to be honest with you. You really don't. But the UK is right. Xbox is turning to Disney. Because we, I don't know if y'all been up to date with the news lately with Disney, but the government and Disney is beefing as well. Because Disney.
No. The Florida government.
Oh, yeah. There's a difference. Yeah, my fault. It is hilarious. I'm like, bro, y'all, like, come on. Like, everybody, y'all already know we get sidetracked. Here's the thing, bro. Y'all should know. Y'all was giving them too much power. And then why the hell Disney is combining with the government anyways, which I don't understand. Now, the government can't do stuff because Disney got control over. I'm like, huh? Like, come on now. But to get back on subject, UK is right. Xbox taking over too much. Got too much going on. After a while, they're going to rule the gaming world, especially cloud-based, because that looked like everything is going to the cloud now, pretty much. Xbox got way too much going on, and they don't need to hike up the price. Well, they can, but they don't need to hike it up, because I guarantee that it probably going to be like Game Pass for PC only and console only going to be like maybe 25, 10, 20, 25, and then Ultimate, I'll see 35. And I'm pretty sure that's probably what they're gonna do, and that's proof that in the UK, like, yeah, we're gonna shut it down. But Game Pass took over the gaming community by storm. LJ did not know what the hell it was at first. He thought we was tripping, and then when he did some research on it, he was like, "Bruh, so you mean to tell me all I gotta do is pay $10 a month?" And I could pretty much get all the exclusive day one. And like, yeah, you don't got to pay full price. And once you done, hell, you done. You don't got to worry about, well, I just wasted $70 on a game I played for 2 weeks. Nah, you just save about $50, $60 and you can move on to the next one after you beat that. You know what I'm saying? So Xbox Game Pass, whoever made it, whoever came up with the concept, they are set for life because they legit brought Xbox back. Back into the community, because the Xbox One, before the Xbox Series came out, the Xbox One was getting destroyed by PlayStation 4. We can all agree to that. And with this Game Pass, it just took it and we ain't looked back ever since. So I'm okay with it. I wish they do. Well, I don't know, because how y'all feel about this? If the UK do whatever they're going to prove it, they're going to prove it. Whenever they approve it, how y'all feel about Xbox taking over, but not Bethesda, taking over Activision and Blizzard? Like, y'all think they're gonna ruin it, or what's your input on it?
You can't ruin something that's already down in the dumps already.
Goddamn.
Even though I will say, Overwatch 2 seems right. to be doing okay, and I've recently been on a RPG kick because I played Diablo 4 beta, and Diablo 4 beta was really good, and they're having another beta in a week or two.
Right.
So people should check that out because it was really good. So they have some good games going, coming out and are out, but there's still major problems inside that house that has to be fixed before anything else can happen. Like, you know, cars have been horrible for the last, I wouldn't say 10.
Bruh, car been horrible ever since. I say for me, since Ghost. Once Ghost, they launched Ghost, I just quit.
And see, I like Ghost, but I like Ghost because I like the story that happened in it. And that's the only Call of Duty story I've ever liked. But I don't play multiplayer for Call of Duty, so I don't know anything about that. So when people say they hate Ghost, I'll be like, I like Ghost. And then they look at me crazy. And then I have to say, I play the story. And then they look at me even crazier because nobody plays the story for Call of Duty.
You're right.
That's just what I live with. But... Right, so that Ghost was 10 years ago, or maybe a little bit more.
Nah, it was like, I say.
No, 15. That was 7 years ago. Ghost was 7 years ago.
It was?
I think so. I think they come out in 20...
I was in school, so I don't think I was in high school, though. I don't know. It's been a long time.
It came out a while ago. That's all that matters. So, you have to fix that. I think they both are dying. But you have two dying leagues, even though some of the Call of Duty people would be like, oh, the Call of Duty League not dying is doing fine. I don't think so. But both Overwatch League and Call of Duty League aren't doing so hot right now. That has to come back somehow. Blizzard hasn't had a W in a long, long time. Overwatch 2 has stopped to be their W. It wasn't. It's doing okay, but it's not the W they have. Diablo 4 might be the W they've been waiting for, but that has to wait to see.
Right.
And then after that, they have no other games that I know of that's coming out anytime soon.
You ain't lying. Which is a problem.
So, it's definitely... They have some issues. And if anybody needed this merger more, it was Activision Blizzard needed to merge with Xbox more than Xbox needed to merge with Activision Blizzard. Some people might say, like, Xbox and Bethesda... That to me was more mutual, even though Bethesda had some problem. Those two were more mutual beneficial for both sides.
Mm-hmm.
This Activision Blizzard and Xbox One is I can't see Xbox being that thrilled, other than we get some good name games that we can try to either rebuild or you know get them to make old games like they used to. That's the only thing Xbox gets out of this. Everything else would technically harm Xbox, in my opinion. So, it's definitely more of Activision Blizzard needs them rather than Xbox needs them.
All right. Dad, what's your take on it if whenever Xbox take over Blizzard and Activision?
I agree with LJ on that one. There needs to be a internal cleaning of house, especially with all the allegations they had and stuff like that, all that stuff that was going on. There really needs to be a cleaning of house. Now, let's not give Overwatch 2 had a horrible rollout.
It did. 100%.
The rollout was like they're just now catching steam, which is good for them. Like, if you're able to get a second chance at gaming, that's not an easy thing to get, because a lot of times gamers check out in the first time. But I think because Overwatch 1 was so revered and like people love that game so much that they were willing to give Overwatch 2 a chance. So, but that game had a terrible rollout, and I say within the last month or two, they just like got hit their stride.
Right.
For people are playing it, so they are loving it and stuff like that.
100% agree. It's just recently.
Mm-hmm. So. Diablo, I don't think it's good. I think Diablo is kind of niche for the most part. People who grew up with Diablo, like myself, will play it, but I don't think it's going to have any stay.
I've never played a Diablo game in my life. 4 is my first ever Diablo game, and I loved it. I loved that beta. It was so much fun. It made me want to play 3, and I went played 3 and beat it. So
okay,
it's really to me at least what I played in the beta. Yeah, it had its problems, but again, that was a beta. Hopefully, those problems will be fixed in this new beta that's coming out, and whatever bugs that's coming, that beta will be completely fixed when Diablo 4 comes out in June. But I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it so much that I went and played Diablo 3, and I started a new game.
So let me ask you this: do you think the game has staying power?
From everything I'm hearing that they're gonna do, yes. Now it depends on if they actually roll out the stuff it's gonna be. So, from my understanding, it's supposed to have like little raids, which they all have raids to something, but supposedly it's gonna be like big raids, like maybe not wild level raids, but like maybe like four people raids. I think somebody was saying they might have things like that. You have different world tiers you can go through that gets you more equipment, and then you know us, we like looting. We play looter shooters,
right?
So I love getting me some loot. So as long as you give me my loot, I'm all good.
Right. No, I get it. That's one of the reasons why Borderlands was so big. Still to this day, like I love me some Borderlands. So like, it's for me. Games just can't have an initial release. They have to have staying power. You got to be able to play that game at least a year. For it to be like considered a good game, in my eyes, I think we're getting past the age of one and done.
Right.
Of like, you come in and beat it. Those only work for RPGs, I think. So like anything that's online at all needs to have staying power, needs to have continuous support. And I hope Diablo 4 has it, but like, I'm gonna take your word on this one. Okay, but like when I played it, like I don't know if I saw that. Okay, keep me coming back to this game.
What did you play?
Huh?
What character did you play? What class?
I'm more of the Sword and Shield type.
So you played the beta, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. I thought you had played the beta. Because,
no, I did not play the beta.
Because if you I started out with Druid during the beta. If you played Druid or Warrior, if you played during the beta, yeah, you would not have wanted to play that game. I changed the necromancer.
I probably would have started as a warrior.
And you probably would not.
I'm probably not a necromancer. Because I'm more of like, every time I play a game, I'm usually a tank. Usually, I want to go over there and just start wrecking stuff. That's my thing. You know.
Yeah, that would have been either a druid or the warrior class. Mm-hmm. And the problem in the beta is for some reason they decided not to allow you to get second abilities, I guess you could call it, where it's like your main class abilities and different things like that are all put together. Mm-hmm. The druids and the warriors didn't have access to it. So it made them weaker. And the reason they didn't have access to them is because they was in another part of the area that you didn't have access to. So to me, that was stupid. But you couldn't do that for all the characters, because if you did, then the necromancer wouldn't have its minions. Or the role wouldn't have a certain class abilities. So it made it bad. And so they really messed up on that part.
Diablo 4 will be crossplay?
I believe it will be. I thought I heard that being a thing. Let me make sure. Let me know.
That's one of those games that need to be crossplay.
I'm pretty sure it said it will be. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, yeah. So, like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll definitely see. I'm going to play it because I played all the other Diablos.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, one reason why I didn't play the beta, because I don't want to be spoiled. Like a spoiler or something like that.
Gotcha.
I want to get in the game and just, I see videos, mm-hmm. watch, like, you know, just you know, I'm not saying it's my job, but like it's my my preference to sit there, watch videos, and make sure that things go on, so I can have an informed decision before I even start playing it.
Oh yeah.
I'm too old to be wasting money on games that I don't like.
Understandable.
So,
especially with these game purses.
Yeah. So like, I'm buy it. I'm gonna play it. It's just a matter of like,
is it worth your money?
I'm worried about staying power. So, that's my biggest worry about games now. Keep my attention for more than a year.
I do believe this game. This will probably be kind of like what I would say my new Destiny, where it's like I keep coming back to it every update or something like that.
Okay. And that's what they—that's what they want, you know.
Right.
If you have the staying power of Destiny, you got gold. Right. You know. So. Mm-hmm. What you think, Randall?
About what? Diablo?
Were you paying attention?
Nah, I was paying attention. No, y'all was talking about Diablo and the staying power. I will listen, but y'all want me to answer about Diablo?
Yeah. Like, what do you think?
Now, here's the thing. I don't play Diablo, but my homeboy Solo, he's a try hard Diablo fan, and here's what he said. He liked 4, and he pretty much said the same thing what LJ said. 4 is somewhat kind of different in a way than 3, and he said he can see himself playing it long as they constantly do updates, have events, do raids, and just constantly bring content to Diablo 4, I can see people playing it for a long time. But that's what he said. He pretty much said the same thing LJ said. He said that it was good, controls felt good, it was refreshing, and it just, to what he said it just feels different from 3. But like I said, I never played Diablo, but he said that 4 is very good. So, when did it come out?
June 9th.
Okay.
But there's a server battle May 12th.
Okay.
Or a server slam. They beta stress testing the servers.
Okay. And more games, matter of fact, I need to write that down, because that's going to be a topic we can talk about. More games need to do that, because I'm sick and tired of waiting 2-3 hours for a server because it crashed on day one. They need to do server. What's it say? Server stressing, LJ?
Yeah.
They need to do that.
But some people still do server stressing, and you still get the same problem.
You're right. But more
They need to promote server stressing.
That's right.
What the thing is.
Right.
They need to promote that, because like, I'm be honest with you, like the average gamer is not going to know what server stressing. Oh, you mean I can play the game now? Well, you only can do this, you know, but like, you know, they need to like, and give out the importance of like there's nothing wrong with letting the general public know what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Right.
It don't need to be a secret. It don't need to be like some sort of like golden ticket to play on the beta. You want more eyes and you want more people playing the game. So when you actually get into it, it's like, oh, we ready now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I'm old, and things annoy me with stuff. And stuff don't annoy me on day one. It annoys the hell out of me when stuff on day one is not working. It's like, I wait all the time to play this game. And
all the time, right.
I can't do this, this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Come home after long days of work, and we already got to download a game instead of clicking on it and popping up like like the GameCube days, but... After a long day of work, you gotta wait for it to download. It's gonna take maybe 2 hours to download. And then once it downloads, soon as you go on the homepage, you gotta download something. I forgot what it's called. That usually takes about 30 minutes because it won't be that big. And then once you download that, God forbid, Destiny 2, you on there. And next thing you know, boom, service crashed because we had out of capacity. What? But. You know, it is what it is. But for what I heard, though, for Diablo 4, to answer y'all question, though, from what Solo said and for what I've been seeing, too, it's been good. And I haven't really heard nothing bad about it, to be honest with you. But like I was just saying, if they just be consistent with, with content, some similar with Destiny 2, because for what I've seen is some similar to Destiny 2 with the looting system and stuff like that, and with the raids, but it just, I forgot what kind of format they call that in Diablo. But long as you just stick with it, constantly update the game, have events, have raids, change it, bring new stuff in, you know, just have it to where, like, hey, you don't gotta wait a year for something new. Just wait for like 4 months and boom, you're gonna have something new. And then when that something new come out, don't let it be for like 10 minutes. Like, let it be something huge, like a Taken King, Witch Queen, Lightfall type stuff from Destiny 2. Like, just like bring stuff in that kind of completely changed the game. You know what I'm saying? So, but for what I heard and for what the reviews and what he said, it's the album 4 is pretty good. Now, what I personally play, if I have some free time, which I really don't know when the hell they're going to be, but whenever I do play, whenever I do get some free time and I'm bored because I'm playing 4 games now, I'm trying my best because it's been a while since I played games, but I'm playing 4. I got 4 games in my rotation right now. But whenever I do get some time to settle down and start back playing games on regular, if he's playing it and if LJ's still playing around that time, and whenever you decide to play it, Dad, if we can find a time that I'll probably buy it and play with y'all. So we'll see about it though. But
if they get this deal done beforehand, they might even be able to put it on Game Pass.
Oh, that's most definitely gonna be on Game Pass. I know.
If they get this deal, this will definitely be on Game Pass.
That's going to be on Game Pass.
No, it's going to be on Game Pass. I'm talking about it be on there day one if they get this deal done.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to be done. This deal is not going to be done before day one.
Yeah, I don't think that deal ain't going to be done until next year, to be honest with you. Because they got to do, once the UK agree, then they got to go through paperwork, and then they got to go through this, then they going to put a time frame, then they got to go to the court, then they got to do that, then they got to make an announcement. So I don't see this deal being done until probably like late this year or early next year, to be honest. So we'll see. But Dad, what you got to say to these folks? What's your closing remarks, man?
Again, always appreciate anybody who stopped by, who watches. Always appreciate it. Thanks for all the followers on TikTok and everywhere. YouTube, Spotify, anywhere. I just want to say thank y'all for showing up.
Mm-hmm. LJ, what you got to say to these good listeners, man?
The Activision, Blizzard, Microsoft deal will go through. It will put more games on the Game Pass, and that's a good thing. But don't get it twisted. It's not Xbox who needs them. It's Microsoft and Blizzard who needs Xbox. Also, Ash Ketchum on number 32 over there.
Bro, we're not, that's no. No, we're not going to talk about that.
I'm just sorry.
We're not going to talk about that. Because I don't know, bro. We ain't going to talk about that. But here's my thing. Here's what
Before your thing goes, I want to point out that you bring the worst list out of anybody. Like, you bring the worst list to our attention.
Bro.
We're gonna talk about how bad these lists are.
Don't, hey, both these lists came from Japan. The home, the mecca of anime. In video games, maybe. Or it's maybe
ask
China.
Us.
I think it's China.
Why
don't you
ask us some questions?
Hey. But yeah, look, I'm all for it to get our passports and take a flight to Japan and correct them. I'm all for it. But, you know, they made it. So, I don't want to get too deep because I'm about to go deep for a second. But, you know, they made it. We just got to accept it, you know. But here's my closing remarks, though. We got some big things in store. A couple weeks from now, I ain't going to spoil it, but Dad got some stuff in store that he working with that he going to announce on the podcast at a later date. If y'all been up to date with our YouTube, and I should have said this in the beginning, I'm gonna put a reminder to say this in the beginning. But y'all made it this far. If y'all been peeping out the YouTube, I ain't going to spoil it too much because I'm supposed to start this in the beginning of July, end of June, but I want to test it out. and so far doing so good. But if you've been looking on the YouTube, we got some stuff that I've been doing in behind the scenes. So y'all just peep out the YouTube. We got some more stuff coming that's working on that. TikTok, we almost at 2,000. Appreciate y'all. And the only thing we can do is just go up from here. So hopefully y'all enjoy our content. Hopefully y'all enjoy us. Hopefully y'all enjoy our our debates and stuff that we having. Like I said, y'all just be prepared, because later on down the road, we got some stuff that we're working behind the scenes. And when we finally do it, hopefully y'all gonna enjoy that too. So we steadily growing. We steadily going now. We just gotta be consistent with it, and hopefully y'all enjoy the ride as much as we enjoy the ride. So hopefully y'all enjoy this episode, man. Once again, my name is Randall. With me as always, my boy LJ, the OG dad himself, man. And we will catch y'all on the next episode. Peace.
Peace.